Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
So, Nevin, welcome. Here
good
we are.
Good morning.
Friday morning. Good to have you, my friend. So, what are you up to? What have you got?
So, I've got two lovely, very simple chicken recipes, and they're both kind of done on a stick. I love kind of finger food, kind of stick food. Really, really simple. Serve with a salad. We have a spiced yogurt chicken with kebabs, and then we have chicken satay skewers, right, which is so good.
And so if any chickens listening, stop listening now. No, this is not for chickens. Tell me all. What's the first one?
We're gonna go. We're gonna do the spiced yogurt chicken, which is a really lovely recipe, and I'll tell you why, Marty. It's really moist, succulent. We're serving a lovely fresh mango salsa. I think it's a great recipe during the summer. It's lovely and great on a barbecue. I want to say that.
Yeah.
Both of these recipes will work really well.
Okay.
So we're using some nice quality assured Irish chicken. You can use these, Marty, did you ever see them in the supermarkets? The tiny little mini fillets, which are already not cut for you. They're the little fillet underneath the breast of chicken.
Yes.
They're always tender. They're a perfect size for a skewer. So either of these recipes, you can use that. If not, you get your breast of chicken and you cut it into long strips. That's what you do. Bamboo skewers, you insert the bamboo skewers through the middle of the little chicken piece, and that's going to be your little kind of chicken skewer for both recipes. Yeah.
But bamboo skewers...
Yes.
Yeah, you have to do something with
them. Go on, good man. Soak them, soak them in cold water for about 15, 20 minutes.
Because otherwise...
If you're doing it on the barbecue or even on a griddle pan, they burn.
Simple.
And we don't burn anything. Sure we don't in your show.
No. I won't tell you about the pizza the other night. Come here. Yes. Soaked in cold water. Will that do it?
Yeah, that absolutely will.
And they won't burn?
No, it'll keep them moist. And bamboo is great because it keeps food, whether you're doing monkfish prawns. Actually, and this recipe can be done. Either of these recipes could be done with lovely monkfish or firm fish for the barbecue or prawns. Ooh. Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you soak them for about maybe half an hour, say, cold water. Yeah. Because these don't take long to cook.
Do you immerse them in their entirety?
Exactly. And remember, perfect. And you do that before you put the chicken on. I want to say that. Okay. You get me.
I do, yeah.
The marinade, natural yogurt, really lovely producer down in Wexford, Killowen Farm. Really beautiful natural yogurt. No milk powder, made from milk from their own farm, and it's really, really excellent.
Oh, brilliant.
A little bit of curry spice, just working on 2 teaspoonfuls, and a little bit of turmeric. So you can use cajun, you can use harissa. You can have as spicy as you like.
Oh, this is lovely.
Harissa seasoning in this, so that's 3 different spices. Oh. Turmeric, curry, and harissa. You don't have to use the 2 spices, you can just use one. And then the juice of half a lime. So when your chicken is on the skewer, you actually marinate than that for maybe about an hour or two, and then the key is lift it out of the marinade, kind of brush off any excess yogurt, and then what you do is you literally cook it on the barbecue, pan fry it under the grill. You can cook it so many different ways.
Gorgeous.
And it won't take long because they're so thin, they'll cook in about 8-9 minutes.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll make sure they're cooked through, that there's no pink. That's really important.
Sure.
For both recipes, the mango salsa, you're going to get up and start dancing. One ripe mango, which is peeled and diced. We're going to put in a roasted pepper, and you can get them in a jar, just in a brine, a red pepper, or you can get some lovely ones, Simply Better Do ones from Italy, and they're done in extra virgin olive oil.
Oh, lovely.
And they're cooked over grill, char grills. They're beautiful.
Really?
Yellow and red. Oh, they're beautiful. Beautiful product, I have to say. So you mix that with your mango. You're going to put in the juice and zest of half a lime, some olive oil, and to give it a little bit of a kick, some sweet chilli sauce, and then some basil. So that can be made. That'll keep for about a week in your fridge. Lovely, keeps really well, but it's always better served at room temperature.
Right,
that's really important.
Yeah.
So, marinated chicken, you've cooked that, a little bit of mango salsa on the side, nice big bowl of salad, that's the dish done.
That sounds wonderful.
It doesn't take long to cook that, and I just think it's so, so delicious and full of flavour.
It's, like you talk about, how many would you feed? About 6 people?
I would think you'd have to allow at least 1 chicken breast, so if you're getting the little mini fillets, that's what they're called, you'd at least allow 4 of them per person.
Would you?
With the salad,
okay.
Have it as a starter. If it's a main course, maybe with some rice, or maybe a baked potato, that'd be nice.
Baked potato.
Lots of butter. What about that? And a glass of milk to wash it down. Does that sound good?
Exactly speaking my language. Milk from the fridge and the baked potato. That's lovely.
And full fat milk, am I right?
Oh, every time.
Absolutely.
Yogurt, chicken, good mango, and red pepper salsa. That's fantastic.
Now,
the other one is the skewers.
Yeah, so we talked about the skewers. I'm not going to repeat that. The only thing I would say for this skewers is that we're marinating them in rapeseed oil and a little bit of curry powder for about half an hour.
Okay.
I actually cook these quite a bit at home, and the twins love them. And sometimes I put a little splash of soy sauce, a little bit of sweet chili sauce, or a little bit of lemon.
Right.
So I just keep it very simple with some mild curry powder and some rapeseed oil for about an hour. Marinate them in your fridge. Take them out room temperature, and they'll cook much more quicker and more even when the meat is relaxed. So for the sauce, some lovely coconut milk. Again, I'm using Thai Gold. It's a company in Wexford. Wexford seems to be the hot spot.
It certainly does. I asked you before about Thai Gold. Just remind me, is that available everywhere?
Yeah, it is.
Everywhere?
It is in Dunn's Stores, Good Health Food Shops, and most retailers will have
fine.
It.
Okay.
It's a great product, and I'm using the full-fat coconut milk, which is fantastic.
That's my boy.
Crunchy peanut butter gives a lovely, lovely texture. There's a lovely Irish company called Nutshed, and they are based in Tipperary. They're in Tipperary.
You'd be going for Wexford Man of the Year.
I know. Yeah. But they have great producers, in fairness
to
them.
They
so,
do.
Nutshed is a really lovely Irish peanut butter. Yeah, it's really good. And I met them. We met them recently at Bloom's.
So
they're great.
Excellent.
Soya sauce, sweet chili sauce, a little bit of brown sugar. We say the Muscovado brown sugar. It doesn't really matter. And then lime. So it's really important when you put all this into the saucepan, bring it to the boil, taste it. So if it's too sweet, you add more lime. And if it's too sharp, add more sugar. This sauce is your Satay sauce. My mum's favourite sauce. She used to love it. And she used to always order this when we went, you know, to a Thai restaurant. She just loved it, so she did.
Yeah,
this works well with prawns, monkfish, or chicken skewers. Works so good. You can keep it and drizzle it over a nice salad. That's a great little sauce. Just serve it warm, your skewers, nice salad. I think it's a beautiful, simple, easy sauce.
And chicken satay was always a gorgeous thing.
Yeah.
I can see why she loved it.
Yeah,
you know.
Tasty. And if you get the crunchy peanut butter, you're getting a nice bit of texture. So that's
true.
Really important.
That's true.
Yeah.
Chicken satay skewers and spiced yogurt chicken kebabs with mango and red pepper salsa. These are gorgeous. These are gorgeous.
Making you hungry.
That's the problem. Ain't nobody here but us chickens, I think, is the song we play today.
I love it.
Hey, I think that'll be the one. Just a reminder again, the recipes are all available to you. RT Lyric FM, it is Marty in the Morning, and there's all Nevin's recipes. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Good man yourself.
My friend.
Stand by the chickens. You're a great fella. Thanks a million. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B quality standards, verified at every stage.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin."